Thank you so much. Hi, I'm Anique. I'm a compulsive overeater, bulimic, and restrictor. I hope you guys can all hear me well. Good. So I just want to invite God into the meeting to help me with my beating heart. I'm going to use the St. Michael's prayer. We have so many beautiful prayers in our fellowship. So God, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say, and please keep me out of your way. Qualification is a funny word. I'm just another bozo on the bus trying not to die. This is part of what keeps me well. I've been in the program since 2010. I was very solidly in for about 5 or 6 years, and then I left the UK and moved to Israel. I lost touch with meetings. My sponsor eventually relapsed, and slowly, I kind of edged away from the program. And of course, my food got worse. When I came into the program, I was on my knees. I was really heavily binging and purging between 8 to 10 times a day. I had been rejected from other eating disorder units because I was not thin enough and not large enough, but my head was an absolute mess. I also consider myself a cross addict. I've used on many substances in my life, and I can use on anything, basically. I call myself an escape artist. When life gets lifey, I just want to shut it out. And what this, one of the many things that this fellowship has taught me is to sit with the discomfort of being human. Sometimes I write out my shares word for word because I get very nervous. But my disease is progressive, and so I have to progress with it. So I haven't done that today. But I want to start with talking about the things that I find hardest in this program, which is surrender and acceptance and letting go and letting God and all those beautiful slogans that we have. Right now I'm in the ninth, I'm 39 weeks pregnant. So when I say the Serenity Prayer, I have lost all control over the majority of things in my body and in my life. And I'm really just having to practice release and trust on a daily basis. I love the big book. The big book tells me the reasons for my illness are unimportant. That's very interesting. So I'm not going to give you a big long chat about my childhood and why I think I have substance abuse issues. But I'm welcome to do that. I love to do that in outreach with anyone at any time. But the fact is, I hated myself. And I thought I was less than everyone else. And so I food helped me numb all that. So I love food much more than I loved anything else. And I was in a lot of pain. And I guess, there's one acronym for God, which is like, we needed him so much, we took him. I can't remember what the acronym is, but I think I was there. I was like really at rock bottom when I came into OA. And connection with a higher power was so vital because I didn't feel like I had connection with anything solid in my life. Not that higher power is solid, but I just want to talk about this bit of our program because I think it's the bit that I found the hardest to access. So our big book tells us the realm of the spirit is broad, roomy, and all-inclusive. So I can basically make anything my higher power as long as it's not me. Some of the great acronyms I like is goodness over doubt, good orderly direction, and grow or die. Some people have a really good acronym for their higher power. I don't. I can't really describe it, but I know that if I don't have a conscious connection with my higher power, then my food gets messy. And I've seen that in times of my life where really horrible stuff has
Admit
happened to me. Thank you. Horrible stuff has happened to me. And I've been angry with God, or I've separated from God, then my food, my red flags, my food thoughts start to come out. And I call my food thoughts red flags because they remind me that I need to use the program. God is the gap between my thoughts and my behavior. So my thoughts will tell me, "Oh, Anik, that's a really horrible thing that's happening. Why don't you just go and get two tubs of whatever and and use." And then, thank God, my higher power can come in, or my program can come in and say, "Oh, we don't do that anymore. We're adulting now. We have tools, we have a program, we have literature, we have people. I can put OA in my phone and I can find hundreds of people whose surname is OA and just keep calling until someone picks up, pick up the phone instead of pick up the food. Because ultimately, if I pick up the food, then I've got two problems. My cat has fleas, or something more serious, like, my child is super sick, and I also have picked up the food." So I noticed, as I said, I was withdrawing from OA after leaving the country. And every time something horrible happened, like I lost a child or war, I would end up binging in my bomb shelter. And that was a big, big issue for me because I don't want to walk through this life using on substances to get by, because they are flimsy and fleeting and they will never fill the hole that I have inside me. So thank God, a fellow said to me, "OA is all online now after Corona." And I came back in October last year, properly online, did the steps again, and got myself abstinent again. And thank God, I'm here. So one of the things, sorry, I'm kind of all over the place, but connection with God is huge. And the other part of this program for me is compassion, right? When I do my fourth step and I write all those things that I'm angry at other people about, and then I look at all the parts of me in that, and I write my eighth step list and I realize all the people that I've harmed. That can be really painful to look at because anyway, my self-esteem was on the floor, right? I couldn't trust myself with a packet of anything. I tell myself I'm not going to eat that and I'd end up eating it. So I felt terrible about myself. So one of the great lines that I love is, "I'm no better and I'm no worse than anyone else." And this program reminds me that it's in the big book. There's a bit of good in the worst of us and a bit of bad in the best of us. So I've made mistakes, but I'm not a mistake. I've done bad things, but I'm not bad. And this whole journey of recovery is just to try to grow and be a better person. And what I love about our steps is it's not if we make a mistake that we have to like apologize. It's when we make a mistake. Like, we're human, we're gonna mess up. I believe that we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, and this body is a painful, and this life is a painful and hard place to be. And there's terrible things that happen on a daily basis. But using the tools, things like acceptance, really, and surrender really help me to stay in my lane. Focus on what's my business. I was a horrific liar because of my disease, not just about my food, but about everything, because I felt so less than. I felt so awful that I would exaggerate or make up big, whopping lies. Thank God in step nine, I've apologized for them. But the fact is that in this program, rigorous honesty was one of the first things I had to learn. I needed to show up to my sponsor and say, "I just binged." My story is not one of like complete abstinence forever and ever and ever. I came into the program, I had slips, I had relapses. I would get 30 days, I would take on a service position, and then I'd have to give it up. because I'd lose my abstinence. And that happened. It happened a lot because I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm going to mess up sometimes. But slowly, slowly, I learned to pick up the tools. I learned that food wasn't going to help me anymore. And actually, the slips I had in OA were much more painful than the ones I had before. And now, thank God, I've had a really clear run. And I think it's because I've worked on this compassion and this connection. I have a mad monkey mind. I cannot trust the majority of messages that come from my mind. And I'm not in control of anything. So once I re recognize that I have to step back from trying to be in control and not trust my head, use meditation, use outreach. You guys, you're my God with skin on. You speak wisdom to me. I get on a meeting at least every day, one a day. I speak to my sponsor almost every day. I speak to sponsees regularly. I faith without works is dead. Like, I need to keep working this program. It says in our promises, if we are painstaking about this stage of our development, painstaking, I don't want to do it. Like, I really didn't want to show up here at midday. I had so many other things that could be better for me. But at the end of the day, anything I put before my recovery, and this is also from our book, I'm going to lose. Anything. And that includes my kids. Bless them. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do, I send my food plan to my sponsor. Like, that has to happen for mommy to be okay. And then I got to read pages 84 to 88 and I got to do some meditation. And then I got to bustle them through their morning and get them out so I can get on my early bird meeting. Because if I don't do these things, then I'm going to be a useless human to them, to my partner, to everyone. I just can't put anything before my recovery. And I can't trust my mad monkey mind. So when my sponsor suggests something like, Anique, why don't you not write your speech out word for word, which I'm kind of regretting now, obviously, because, you got to like push yourself a little bit. And I'm like, I don't want to do that, but willingness is doing what my sponsor says, even when I don't want to do it. I'm like, okay, but it's 20 minutes. Like, she's like, just God will be with you. God is with you. Just speak. So that's what we're doing. but yeah, I've just got to follow her suggestions. I've just got to do what she says. A big piece for me around my overeating is other people triggering it. Like, other people's pain, other people's needs, other people's, like, their opinion of me. Like, a lot of this would cause me to isolate, run away, and just eat. I would create arguments with my husband so I had an excuse to slam the door and eat. Like, I couldn't handle the world around me. I was so porous to other people's stuff. And I wanted to rescue everyone and save everyone, which was ridiculous because I couldn't even save myself without this program. So again, the big book, the behavior, opinions, and thoughts of other people are none of my business. The only thing that is my business is sticking to my food plan on my program. They say this program is simple. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's simple because we have 12 steps and we go through them. My way is to go through them every year. And I go through them obviously with my sponsees. There are many guides that we have. The traditions also stop me killing other people. The steps stop me killing myself. But ultimately, everything has to be in line with my God. And my problem with that was that my voice is really, really loud. And my God's voice is really, really quiet. And I'm very fast and think I know all the answers. And she is very gentle and very slow. And she's expansive. She knows everything that I need to know, but I need to listen. And you guys get this. I'm a chatterbox, right? I can talk. With God, I needed to learn to listen. That's why two-way prayer was huge for me.
5 minutes left.
Thank you, Judy. Wow, 5 minutes. That flew by. I hope something has been useful. I want to talk about when the bad stuff happens, when the S happens, okay? Because one of the stories at the back of the book talks about how God jobs. He says in page 316, events I thought were the end of the world turned out to be gifts. Now, this, I cannot tell you how true that is in my life. My first husband was infertile. I cried over that for years and years and years. And in the end, we divorced. And thank God, because he was a child and I definitely shouldn't have had kids with him. In 2020, we had a child with Down syndrome, and we made the decision to terminate. And actually, it was the best decision in the world, even though there was so much guilt and regret about it and so much sadness. But it was a God job. It protected me, it protected my family. I had subsequent miscarriages after that, and every single one of them had a reason. And every single one of them was so painful. And I want us to remember that I have this disease for a reason. I have this disease because I needed to go on this journey of recovery. And actually, I'm so grateful that I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic and restrictor, because if I wasn't these things, I would not have learned all this stuff about myself. My folders for OA are bursting. It's like doing a PhD on myself. And I have learned so much in this program that makes me be able to hold my head up high and know that I'm living the best life that I can live in conscious contact with my higher power. And there is not one thing that I would change. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. I would not take away any of those things because they all made me who I am today. My old voice, Anik, used to tell me that I was not enough. I was less than everyone, and I needed to put on these masks. And I hated the masks so much, and I felt so inauthentic that I felt like a fraud everywhere I went. And now I'm clean. And I can walk in the world with my head held high and know that when I make mistakes, I have tools to deal with them. And when I get a resentment, I have step tens and step fours. And now I feel like I have a little bit more of a guidance on how to live in this crazy world with my mad monkey mind. And it's such a blessing. It really is. So, my day looks like service, writing, outreach, prayer. I pray before every meal. I pray after every meal. I write my gratitudes at least once a day. But if I'm having that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock dip and I'm starting to feel irritated by the world, then I'll do another set of gratitudes. I work this program to the best of my ability, and I keep trying to add more. Yeah, what else can I tell you? The stuff is a God job. I'm going to read then the definitions of God in our big book. Just I've got a few minutes, and I hope everyone can find something to connect with. So, power greater than ourselves, love, the spirit of the universe, a creative intelligence, a universal mind, the spirit of nature, a newfound friend, consciousness from within, the great clean wind of a mountain top, our spiritual help, a loving and powerful hand, a new sense of power and direction. The presence of infinite love, our maker, our employer, and my favorite, the sunlight of the spirit. I hope we can all connect a little bit closer to our higher power and feel the love that we have in these rooms and in the world. Thank you so much for listening to me. It's been a privilege to share with you. I look forward to hearing all of